bringing you the real in real estate and real estate valuation professions in the only way he knows how. You are listening to the Contributory Value Podcast with your host, Mark Skap Skapanitz.
Hello and welcome to the Contributory Value Podcast, the show that will be appraising the real issues in the valuation professions and more. For those that don't understand what I mean, it's quite simple. As appraisers, we provide opinions of value, and on this show, we will be providing not only facts and information, but also opinions on various topics and discussions. I am your host, Mark Skapanitz, also known as Skap on the various social media platforms, and I thank you for taking the time out of your day to join me. In this episode, I will be discussing what this podcast is about, the format, and what to expect on each and every episode going forward. So let's start off with the actual name of the podcast, Contributory Value. See, contributory value is something that real estate appraisers deal with on every appraisal. Contributory value in the real estate appraising profession refers to the amount by which a single component of an asset influences its total value in either a positive or negative way. And well, since this podcast will be discussing the positives and negatives within various topics and discussions, it just seemed to be a fitting title. The podcast itself, what is it about? Well, this podcast is going to be about bringing you, the listener, a real, raw, open, and honest show that will bring on various guests to not only talk about the topics and issues, but also have good debates, opinions, good or bad, while providing you, the listener, good information in all realms of valuation, real estate, life, and business. I have also decided that I'm going to be bringing on guests that pretty much have absolutely nothing to do with the valuation world, but people that I think can contribute value to you in other ways. We're going to have fun doing this. I'm going to enjoy this. It's the only way I know how to do things. I'm not looking for perfection either on this show. I am so far from perfect. I may drop a bad word here and there, so be it. It's just who I am. Gonna try not to, but it may happen. I may have some moments, some spaced out moments, but that's a special thanks to my massive ADHD. So I'm gonna try and keep it in control as best as I possibly can, but we may have those moments. Again, I'm not looking for perfection here. I just want to be me and do a good show in the way I know how. Now, the format of the show, as I said, is it's kind of simple here. I'm going to be bringing on various guests to each show so that we can discuss, debate, cover topics, and bring to you, the listener, as much good or bad information, and then allow you to decide what you think. I'm not going to use this podcast to push my ideas, you know, my opinions, or even those of our guests upon you. I will be asking some tough questions from time to time. Hopefully I get those guests on that I can get those tough questions answered. But I simply am just wanting to have a podcast that you, the listener, will enjoy while getting some sort of value from it. So again, guests are going to range from other appraisers, agents, lenders, policymakers. Yes, I'm going to try and get some policymakers on to discuss things. Consumers. And again, like I said, some people who may not even have anything to do with the profession at all, but I believe could contribute some value to you, the listener. Now, along those lines, I chose a software that I can also conduct live events within my Facebook groups that I run, as well as my YouTube channel I started. The Facebook Live events will be more, I would say, more geared towards real estate appraisers and be more specific for appraisers, while the YouTube videos and lives will be a combination of the Facebook Lives and other separate events that I'll be doing. You could find the YouTube channel and subscribe to it under Scap the Appraiser. Now, on a personal note here, as you already know, my name is Mark Skapinets, or Scap, and I am a certified residential real estate appraiser here in the Atlanta, Georgia metro area. I started my career in New Jersey, where I'm originally from, back in, I think, 2003, 2004. And in 2007, I obtained my certified residential appraiser license in Georgia, where I started my company, What's It Worth Appraisal Services. I am also currently the president of the American Guild of Appraisers. We are a guild under the OPEIU and AFL-CIO unions, where we help independent real estate appraisers with a variety of issues on the state and federal levels. I also, as stated, I run two large Facebook groups. The first one I created in 2014 is called 100% Real Estate Appraisers, which is made up of licensed, certified, and certified general independent appraisers across the country. I believe today we have close to maybe 4,000 members in that group, and I created it not only to just have appraisers have a place to network, but to also allow independent appraisers to get other opinions, learn, share info, complain about things, and to be a part of a community. Because as we all know, prior to the internet or anything out there, well, there are still some people out there that believe that appraisers still work in their mom's basements, which is totally untrue. However, there are a lot of appraisers that are just on their own and do their own thing, whereas this group has brought together a large community of independent appraisers across the country. And there's some other ones out there as well, but I'm very partial to my group. The second group that I created is called the 100% Real Estate Appraisers Trainee Group. Now, I created this one last year because I saw a need for another group for just trainees or aspiring appraisers so that they can have their own space to learn, to network, and also get some great valuable information from some very experienced appraisers that are also part of my main group, but now part of this trainee group, to help guide these trainees, help guide and give good information to aspiring trainees so that they can go on the right path and find their mentors and get started in this profession. There's not many resources out there for trainees. I know that I'm a part of the National Association of Appraisers as well, and they are doing a great job with providing trainee events at their X conference, as well as the Appraisal Summit, which is coming up in a couple weeks in Las Vegas, where I will be doing live broadcasts in my Facebook group and on my YouTube channel from the Appraisal Summit at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. So that's going to be pretty interesting as well. And they will be having their big trainee event there. So that kind of brings me to the end of this episode. I just hope that I was able to explain to you what this podcast will be about and what to expect going forward. With that, I want to say that as of right now, I'm thinking it's going to be an every 2 week show, but I'm hoping as things progress that I can get it into a weekly show. Please, by all means, do not be shy in commenting. I'm here to learn as well. This is all new to me, so I'm going to take the good with the bad. But also reach out to me. Don't be shy in reaching out to me with any specific topics or ideas that you would like to have discussed, or if you would just like to be on the show as a guest and have some fun and talk about things, that would be amazing as well. And you could be an appraiser, you could be an agent, you could be anybody out there. If you're interested and you have something you want to talk about, then let's do it. I'm trying to make this show as best as I possibly can for everyone out there. You can email me at scaptheappraiser@gmail.com, or you can hit me up via Messenger on Facebook or on Instagram if you have your topics or have anything you want to discuss or be on the show. With that said, episode number one was recorded about 2 weeks ago with a very special guest who pretty much was my only choice for the first episode, and I'll be dropping that one soon. However, I do want to say that as I'm new to this, as I'm new to all these new recording platforms, especially the one I'm using now, we did have some technical difficulties when recording it. However, with the help of some great editing people out there, I was able to salvage it. And while I salvaged it, I learned a lot of things, you know, going forward to make this show better. So my hope is that future episodes are going to be much, much better going forward. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and will continue to tune in for future episodes. I really do think the best is yet to come. Thank you, and I hope you have a great, great day.
3, 2, 1, yeah! You have been listening to the Contributory Value Podcast. Now get out there and contribute some value.